Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Let's start it. Make that fart and whistle while you twerk. Twerk. So.
What? Yeah, I heard that shit in years. Hey, man, I was at a party last night, yo. Niggas still love them songs, man. Like, for real, dog, motherfuckers ain't want to hear nothing new. Their exact words was, hey, play that old booty shaking shit.
Play that old booty.
I was like, damn, these country niggas is crazy, son.
What, they had a bunch of Luke playing too?
Yeah. Oh, nigga, when Luke came on, dog, bitches lost their mind.
Dang.
Straight, I mean, immediately, dog, like, as soon as they heard the first note of Pop That Pussy, Shawty hopped out the chair, nigga, and got to working. I was like, God damn.
Got to work.
I'm like, nigga, that's a trigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really sat down and said, oh, yeah, that used to be my shit. Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. Yo, you got busy. Like, damn. That's going to put both your legs in the air, all right? All right. Here, take this money. I'm sorry.
I think it's born into women to be slutty.
Yeah. All women have it in them. It just take the right song or the right person to bring it out of them.
Do you think they're groomed up, though, from young? Because when you see pictures of little girls, their mom tell them to put their leg up, turn around. Like, they tell them to do them poses and stuff. The kissy faces, the lipstick when they, like, six years old.
I guess it depends on the mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you got a mom that don't go for that shit,
uh-huh,
it's still in you because you see it so much. You know what I'm saying? Because the mom that tells her daughter to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one that doesn't sees how much attention she gets, mm-hmm, and then wants to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because then they call, like, the lame and the nerd, like, the ones that ain't doing it, or the one that got all their clothes on.
Yeah, and you remember back in the day when you tell a chick that a girl should tell a girl that she a prude or she scared, and they used to get mad.
Yeah,
no, I'm not. So you mad? You not a slut? What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's crazy.
Oh, she's scared. You nigga, she's supposed to be. She's 12. The fuck is wrong with you?
Dang. Oh, no, what's crazy is, like, the girls who wasn't the sluts, the rumors will go around that they would. Remember that?
Yeah, that was,
I never understood that one.
That was weird because you're the slut, but you're telling everybody that she is to make her look bad.
Yeah.
Nigga, that don't plague your mind.
Oh, man. Me and my homegirl was having a conversation about high school. It was about a couple months ago. And she was talking about how she used to be bullied all the time. And I was like, man, I don't know. Even back then, high school was just different for me because I just thought people were stupid. So it was like, whatever rumors or anything y'all made about me, I was like, dog, we only here 4 years. Like, that's stupid.
man, it gets to a point. You know the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know what you've done. What anybody say or think shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can think whatever you want. If you say that shit about me, you're not my friend. If you believe that shit about me, you're not my friend. You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't really matter, nigga, but that shit mattered like a motherfucker.
Dog, it matters. So that's one reason why I want to go talk to, like, kids in school. Like, I probably can't reach 90% of them, but there's a 10% that would be like, damn, he right.
You know what I'm saying? He really right. You know what I'm saying? Like some of that shit, man, it still fuck people to this day.
Yeah.
To this day.
Like, my homegirl still triggers her. And I'm like, dog, like, those people don't even, like, I knew none of this mattered. Like, y'all was getting in these relationships that wasn't going to work.
Oh, it'd be, like, so, man.
It'd be so hurt. Like, you about to commit suicide over a dude that when you get older, if you make it to get older, you're going to laugh about this.
Yo, that is still going on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the next time IDS come out with the dating sucks, I got to call them and leave this question, man, because one of my dudes, he's single, man. So he relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like he just messing with chicks. He been married. He don't want to do that shit no more. So he just going through it. Right.
Yeah.
So he got with somebody, and a chick that he talks to maybe once every 3 to 4 weeks.
Damn.
Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe she come through. Maybe he go through. That's their entire relationship. Right. They spend a couple of hours together. She called him and was like, yo, what you doing? He's like, I'm on some other shit right now. I can't really come fuck with you today. Uh-huh. She's like, so the shit that he was doing, she was like, oh, so you trying to make that work with old girl? He just didn't want to fuck with her no more. So he was like, this is my way out. Like, yeah, we trying to make that work. The bitch started crying.
Dang.
And was like, yo, I thought we was on the same page. I thought this was going to be me and you. I'm like, this nigga talk to you damn near once a month. Why do you, as a female, why do you put so much of yourself into a person that when they want to leave you alone, it affects you that bad?
Yo, it's nuts. I had a girl trying to buy me a car day two.
What?
And I stopped her like. That's like, hold on, a regular hold on. Dude would have took that whip, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's weird.
Yo, I know it's some chicks that be like, second day, I love you. Like, nah, mm-hmm. Baby girl, you don't really know me.
Yeah, you don't know nothing. Yo, they throw everything out the window when they like a dude.
Yeah, yo, that shit is, yo, I, why do you put so much of yourself into this person, man, that you don't know? I don't get that, man. Like, I don't get that.
Like, why are you bringing around all your kids day one?
Day one. Yo, you're like, you know how chicks be like, yo, I got a 3-month rule and I don't want niggas knowing where my stay. I don't see none of that.
Nope.
It'd be, look, this is Uncle John. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, wait, yo, man, first of all, why you got 6 kids? And you still out here trying to date niggas? And why you introducing all of us as they uncle?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, that nigga 15, he know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
And when a birthday come around, why all these uncle presents ain't coming through?
Like, yo, I'm saying, like, yo, man, I ain't seen none of them uncles. It's my birthday. I want that money. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my niggas extorting your boyfriends and shit.
All the rules go out the window when they like a dude. I had a girl tell me adamantly with extreme vigor and rage, I am not having no kids. I don't want nothing to do with no kids. I was like, wait till a dude come over and have you doing splits in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a year later, dog. Kid. I'm like, all that sound good till that dude come.
And well, where that dude at now?
Oh, you already know. Single mother.
That shit be so funny, man. That shit be so funny, dog. Like, and it always be the nigga that ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it got, hey, niggas that ain't shit can fuck good or something. Them niggas got big wood. It's something about being ain't shit that make your dick big, dog. Because it be fucking girls up, man. It be fucking girls up. Dog. I be like, yo, I don't understand, man.
And that's what's scary. Another thing scary about being single, because women don't even care about condoms no more.
Oh, man. Look, dudes not caring about condoms. Yeah, we know that. You know what I'm saying? We know that shit's been happening forever.
To this day.
It didn't got to the point that the chicks don't care. Now, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is. Yo, everybody. Yo, like, just knowing women know how men are. So why would you not even want him to put a condom on? Because you know he ain't trying to reach for one.
You have to understand. The safe sex is a woman's responsibility, dog. That is all on you, because you give me the chance, I'm gonna take it. You know what I'm saying? like, that's every nigga in the world. You give me the chance, nigga, I'm gonna take it. So you have to stop me. I be putting it in. Oh, this nasty bitch.
You stupid. What is this, 235?
Yeah, man.
All right, let me start this.
Nigga, man, I hope you recorded all of that, because that shit was good.
Yeah, I did.
Now. We gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say, be cool. The same thing, be cool.
We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget that.
Forget that. Who number one?
Tell the truth.
Yo. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 234. I'm kicking down the door with the fofo. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, a.k.a. I'm fitter than him, keep the bulk, I ain't trying to lift the gym, a.k.a. Tyson D. Grabby, a.k.a. why you wear a do-rag if you bald? Why you don't wear a do-rag, nigga? Your wave's trash if your name not Sir Cruz, so you lose. And I'm just end it right there, man.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
<What's that? laughs> Nigga, why you don't wear a do-rag?
What's up, man? It's your boy Stone, Cripple Grip Up Crip, aka Stone El Terrible, aka your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off. Aka A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. Aka Filthy Rodriguez. Aka Dirty Sanchez. Aka Daryl Sweet Maloney Jones, because this meat is good. Aka Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. A.K.A. I got these niggas out here pooping with a ruler trying to get their shit straight. Nigga, let's get it.
Yo, just hearing the word pooping was hilarious. Out here pooping with the ruler. Dang, I see the straight log in a minute. I need to get the ruler.
Yeah, straight log.
Dropping them straight logs on them.
Man, for the past week, son,
yeah,
I've been shitting them but water.
Whoa.
Like I mean, water. I was like, yo, and it smelled terribly.
What, you been drinking mad milk?
Man, I don't know what's been going on, man, but yesterday I had a solid poop, man, and it felt good.
Y'all are irking my life.
God dang. He said straight water.
Like, I'm talking about, I go to the bathroom, and it's like somebody turned on the faucet, me. That's how bad it was.
Damn, you been drinking mad shakes?
I don't know what the hell is happening. Hey, but it's working. I don't know what it is, nigga. I'm down some pounds, dog.
That man is a juice fast.
What more do you want from me?
Yo, welcome to Forget That Your Radio, man. We are the old dirty bastard of podcasting, because ain't no father to our style. You know what I'm saying? You know where to find us. Google us. FOGETDATYO. Forget That Yo is the name of the show for all the new listeners. I never really talked to the new listeners. So, yo, new listeners, put your friends on, put your cousin on, put your grandma on, because she want to hear it too. Grandmas love the show. I went to a nursing home February 31st, and all the grandmas in there said they love the show. So, yo, Forget That Yo on Instagram. Forget That Yo on Twitter's. I think Instagram is my favorite one. We on Facebook too. But yo, check out the live show me and Baylor the Great did. You know what I'm saying? We got video attached to the show. ForgetThatYo.com, and you can just click play on the show. It's about 57 minutes long. FOGETDATYO.com. Check us out. Let us know if you listen to the Baylor the Great episode. And holla back, man. We out here.
Where's?
What you was doing at that nursing home, man?
I was trying to buy it, man.
Nah.
Yeah, I was trying to see what was, you know what I'm saying, the daily ins and outs of a nursing home.
Nah, you was in there getting toothless blowjobs, my nigga. I know what's going on.
Go on, take them teeth out, Gertrude.
Gertrude.
I hope so.
Yo, no. It's crazy. It's probably some big muscle dudes that work in the nursing home that be doing that, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
And like the ones who can't talk.
Yeah. You seen the video, man? Old buddy was getting topped off in there.
Nah, I ain't seen the video.
Yo, it's a video, man. It's an old dude. This nigga got one of them IV tubes hooked up to him, and he rolling it around.
Mm-hmm.
And the old lady sitting in the chair, man. He over there with his robe open. She over there going up and down, and he patting on the head, dog. I'm
what?
Like, nigga, even in a nursing home, they topping niggas off.
Like in a day room joint?
Yes, man. I think he ain't even looking around. He looking at her, tapping her head like, I don't give a fuck. Suck this dick.
I wonder if they get in trouble for that.
How?
Because, like, public display of
Nigga, they're 80 and near death, my nigga. They don't care. What you gonna tell me?
No, because little kids and stuff come in there to visit.
Hey, don't look at Pop-Pop, man. He over
Pop-Pop? Yo, how? They call him Pop-Off. Yeah. What's the punishment for?
I don't know.
Getting caught.
Can they kick you out of the nursing home? Nigga, I'm paying to be here.
They probably like, hell no, we ain't kicking them out because we want that check.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, just keep them away from Gertrude.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, y'all can't come to the day room for the next 2 weeks or something.
So we're going to be in our room?
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. Hey, man, look, just don't do it in here. You know what I'm saying?
Do they give condoms out of the nursing home?
They probably should. Yo, just think, if they do it in a nursing home, right, think about them retirement communities.
Oh, they said that's like the biggest STD. That's like one of the biggest places for STDs.
Yo, because nigga can't get pregnant. What I need to strap up for? I ain't having no babies.
Yep.
I know she was piping hot, though.
Piping hot.
She'd had gonorrhea for 30 years.
Stupid. And plus, they know they about to die anyway, so they're like, yo. Yeah,
fuck it. They get feel better this way.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah, they be getting it in. Yo, man. And another, yeah, that's why, yo, my AKA is the do-rag, man. I put a do-rag on. Look, when you bald, sometimes you don't cut your hair and you don't want the George Jefferson now, you throw a do-rag on.
I told Carlos that. Excuse me, I mean Dominican Lou. I told Dominican Lou that.
Yeah, Dominican Lou, you one of the ones that be asking why you got a do-rag on. Nigga, why your waves don't look like Sir Cruz waves, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh, nigga? Why you ain't spinning?
Yeah, why you ain't spinning like Sir Cruz over there with a light tide?
Yo, but it's funny to look at, though.
No,
I know the reason.
It's like beanie.
Huh?
People wear beanies. It's the same thing.
No, I know why you had the do-rag on. I know why.
That's why they don't like me.
They be hating?
Yeah, they be hating with my money do-rag on. My funny. I be hating, man. Crazy. Pink
do-rag
on. You heard me?
Nigga sent it to you like, yo, why this bald head nigga wearing a do-rag? It's just funny. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, also, when you bald, you sweat a lot. You won't sweat all. You know what I'm saying? Just be mad sweaty. The do-rags accumulate to sweat.
My shit be so bad, my nigga. I'm thinking of investing in headbands, man. Like, yo, when I be outside working and start sweating, I mean, that shit be literally dripping into my eyes.
Yeah.
Yo, and sweat stings, man. Like, I gotta get some headbands, man. I gotta get my Jason Terry on, son.
Yeah, man. Hair do a lot more than just be hair on your head for waves.
Oh, man. Yo, in the rain? Mm-hmm. Yo, hair slow down that shit.
Yeah.
No hair, straight down, nigga. Yo, shit be dripping down my face like Tyrese crying.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby.
Yo, hair catches everything, dog. Like, dang, I ain't know hair did all this.
Yo, hair is a sponge.
Yeah. Basically, you got a sponge on your head. Yeah. Say something else, Dominican Lou, with all them crabs. How many do you eat? Half a bucket?
That was crawfish.
But they had crabs, too.
Yeah, they did have crab legs in there.
Are you a seafood dude?
Not too much, but I fucks with it.
Yeah, like, I'm the same thing. I'm the same way. Like, Dominican Lou and them was here, was like, let's go get some seafood. And I'm like, huh? Like, I've never intentionally went to get seafood. Only time I ate seafood is like when somebody else was like, let's go get, when they wanted to get seafood, or you went to somebody's house and they had it.
Yeah, when, basically to me, when you say seafood, nigga, you talking about shrimp. That's all I'm really fucking with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that oysters and crab legs. Nah, nigga, let's get some shrimp.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not cracking all that. That's too much work.
Yo, for a little reward, man.
Yeah,
crab legs, dumb.
And then they hype when they get like a big thick piece. Like, that's too much going on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, and your fingers bleeding. It ain't even worth it, man.
The only way, like, if you say, let's go get some seafood, but now all they got is like mainly like, they known for the crab legs and all that. Like, the girl got to, like, she got to say, yeah, I'll open them all. She got to agree to open them all.
Yeah, you got to basically feed me.
Yeah, and pass me the meat.
Yeah.
Or we go into somewhere else to serve other things.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday I went to this place called Metro Diner.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they had
the, yeah, they got one out here.
Y'all got a Metro Diner out there?
Yeah.
Yo, they got the ill chicken and waffles. They give you, like, a bucket of chicken, like KFC, and some waffles with this strawberry butter. Dog, the strawberry butter is a game changer.
Damn.
Only thing I don't understand is why they don't, like, when they get the plate to you, have the waffles mad hot so I can melt this strawberry butter.
Butter, yeah.
Because the butter is, like, they give you the cute little, the brick of butter, but, yo, you got to, like, smash the waffles up just to spread it.
This shit thick as cold peanut butter.
Yeah,
and shit.
Like, God damn. Well, nigga,
heat this up or something. Shit.
Yo, bring me the I was finna say, yo, can you just go back and heat this up? But I didn't want him to spit in my strawberry butter.
Get some motherfucker out here making menial requests. Like, nigga, it's not that hard. Nigga, there's a microwave back there. I know it.
Yo, so like when you see the picture, it's like mad chicken. I'm like, yo, that's probably just they put that on there for the picture. So she give me my plate. And I got, like, two waffles and two pieces of chicken. It was two or three pieces of chicken. And I'm like, oh, see, it ain't like that. And she was like, oh, there's more chicken cooking. I'll be back. I'm like, what?
What?
Yo, she brought me back two more pieces of chicken. I'm like, God.
Oh, that nigga's got chicken. Okay.
Yo. But, yeah, yo, you got to check out Metro Diner. They got this ill-looking shrimp and shrimp and grits plate. I wanted to get that, but them hoes is, like, $15 a plate.
God damn, that shit gotta be bomb.
Yeah, so they had this girl told me that the cinnamon roll pancakes was good. So I was like, yo, throw me a cinnamon roll pancake on the side. She's like, oh, you want a little pancake on this? I was like, yeah, just give me, you know what I'm saying, a little pancake. Man, this pancake was the size of goddamn the plate.
Shit, size of dinner plate.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, God, you said little plate. But what's crazy, they only, all right, this is a hack right here. They only served me $1.99 for that big ass pancake. So,
really?
If I was you, I would be like, yo, let me get two plates. But I just order like one order of biscuits. I mean, one order of chicken and waffles. And whoever wants the pancake, you could even cut the pancake in half and give them two.
Shit.
Yeah, and give them two pieces of chicken. That's a whole meal right there.
Hell yeah.
Because, yo, pancakes and chicken is good, too, just like chicken and waffles.
It ain't about the waffles or the pancake. I think it's about the syrup. That's that make the whole meal right there.
And then she was like, you want the hot syrup, the hot spicy syrup or whatever? I'm like, what? Let me get that on the side.
Spicy? God damn.
Man, all she did was, all right, she took the syrup off the table, had a little bowl, poured the syrup in there, and then took some hot sauce, the Louisiana hot sauce, and put some dabs in there.
Man.
I'm like, man, you ain't doing nothing special, man. We've been doing this since 83.
I don't think that's part of the menu, nigga. She's just trying to get something off the ground.
She up here taking taste test with people.
Yo,
cause she about to open up her little sauce game.
She doing market research on
y'all. Let's see. We got another. Yeah, let me get all the black customers. Because this is my target market.
I got to try some.
Yo, because she was, right after I ordered, she started talking about her little hot sauce combo jump off.
See, yeah, she out there. Mm-hmm. She out here doing research.
Yeah, and she ran up too quick, dog. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get you a server. She ran up too quick. Like, oh, I got him.
Yeah, I got him. Hey, give me that hot sauce. You know. What I'm
yeah, man, check out Metro Diner, man.
Yo, we went to a. I got up with my homegirl on Friday, and she was telling me about this buffet that's in Auburn, right?
Yeah.
So the next day, my wife just happened to want to go to Auburn and shit. So I'm like, cool, we'll go to the buffet. It's called Old Times. I've never heard of this place, but apparently they all over the South. Nigga, when I tell you this shit is good as fuck.
Dang.
Like, my homegirl was, I'm like, oh, she hyped me. She a little drunk. she hyping it up, right? You know, she was not playing, dog. Dog, I ain't never seen this much food before. At a buffet. And I'm talking about Golden Corral, anything, man. Nigga, they have a whole station of vegetables.
Dang. What's it called? Old Time Diner?
Yeah. No. Old Times Country Buffet.
Oh.
Old Dog. Country Buffet. They had, like, you know, everybody put spaghetti out there.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas had three different type of pasta dishes, man.
Three types?
Yeah, like the chicken fettuccine and like some Italian souffle or some shit. Man, I was like, God damn, yo, they had cheese grits on a buffet, my nigga. I was like,
that's crazy.
Yo, they got the meat section, the pasta dishes, the vegetables, the fried food. Like, it, I feel like I was in a warehouse, my nigga. Like, it was so much shit in there, dog. And, yo, it was all good, dog. I was like, man, this shit is bomb, dog. I keep saying bomb for some reason.
This is bomb. Yo, they have one at Water Robins. I ain't even go. Dang.
Yo, matter of fact, that's the one that she was telling me about. She said when she used to work, they used to go to Warner Robins. And then she found out there was one in Auburn, and they went up there.
Damn, we got one in Lake City, too. Let me see how far that's from me. Because my eating... days. This is my last day I can eat.
The last day you can eat?
Yeah, because I'm about to go into straight savage discipline mode.
Oh shit.
I'm thinking about getting the hamburger from IHOP today with the pancake inside.
Damn, I didn't know they was doing that.
Yeah, I think it's new on the menu. Old Times Country Buffet. Old Times Country, here we go. Lake City, how far are we? Oh, 3 hours and 39 minutes.
Nah, I might not be going there today.
Yo, we got a voicemail from Bailey the Great, man.
Okay, that's what's up.
I think.
Oh, in response to.
Oh yeah, you know it. To the email, I mean, in response to us talking about he didn't come out to play basketball.
Oh yeah, the fraudulent. I left my shoes at home. Shit.
Yeah, you know Bailey the Great was gonna come back with it.
Where's?
We hit him with like 96. He lied.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
All right, here we go from Bailey the Great. It's called He Lied. Oh, dang. What's up with the quality? Oh, no. He did something. We can't play that. Dog, what did you do? We can't even hear it. See? I don't know what. Like, how does quality be A1 Monday, but Tuesday it sounded like he locked in the trunk going 160 miles per hour?
I think he did the other one at home. Mm. And now he's doing it in the car on the phone.
Dang, we'll try to put that at the end of the show, but we can't hear nothing.
Hell no. Gotta clean that up.
Yeah, that's nuts. Baylor the Nuts. Come on, bro.
Baylor the Great. Yo, speaking of Baylor the Great, Ron Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
He did the episode Where Y'all Why Y'all Dating or something like that?
Yeah, like why y'all it was like he did a back. Did you hear the part two?
No, I ain't got a part two yet.
Yeah, he did a back-to-back episode of Dudes is Weirdos and Y'all Out Here Not Getting Married and Can't Keep Relationships, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, listening to it, I was thinking, like, we all have not we all, but some people have a type. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They say, I want this. He got to be 6'5". He got to be dark skinned. He got to do all this and shit, right? Mm-hmm. But you single, right?
Yeah.
So how's that working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And most of the, you single because you've been with dudes like that and they shitting on you. Yeah, you might need to change that. You know what I'm saying? That's not working out too good for you. Yo. Just go with somebody that you like. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be a certain type because them niggas apparently ain't shit. And you going to keep trying to find the right one. It ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you want them Instagram models and nigga, they putting you on blast and running your pockets, man. Mm. Yeah, nigga, go to the library. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, you need to find another pool, my dude.
This is my theory on dating and what's wrong with dating. All right, 90% of people find the person they gonna date in a club setting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people can say what they want to about club settings, but 99% of the people in the clubs ain't about nothing
at all.
So, but that's like the only place you're really allowed to pursue someone. Because look about it, they call it harassment if you're on the street.
Yeah. Yeah,
a gas station. I'm just trying to get my gas. At the gym, I'm trying to work out. Why are you talking to me? You thirsty?
Yo, that's the only place you can openly talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Trying to get at them. You know what I'm saying?
Why any people are inebriated and high and
yeah,
trying to party?
Because it lowers your guard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In any other setting, you ain't got time for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, man, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here. I'm trying to eat these chicken and waffles. You keep looking at me, dog. Like, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, but how else am I supposed to do it? You know what I'm saying?
So you start off already on the wrong foot. And then, like, most of the time, people just come into the club to find somebody to smash anyway.
Yes.
So you think they cool or whatever, and you trying to get in a relationship, and they ain't on that type of time, but they dragging along because they want the cakes.
Yeah.
So, but if I see a respectable woman in the store buying groceries, and she got some kale in her cart, some almond milk, and I'm like, dang, you know, she trying to take care of herself. She looking nice. She in here shopping. She look kind of responsible. Oh, I'm thirsty.
Yeah. You go to talk to her, and she start yelling "Stranger danger" and shit. Like, hey, yo. Ain't no good men out here. Nigga, you keep scaring them off. You know what I'm saying? You keep blowing the rape whistle and shit. You know what I'm
so I got minimal places I can even try to talk to someone. So it's like, as long as this keeps going on, we just going to keep getting these same results.
Yeah, yo, like, even outside of the club,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know how to talk to somebody. Like, I don't know how to approach them in a non-threatening way to get to know them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is weird.
Yeah, because I don't know if I'm going to be, you're going to be recording me while you walk into your car and call me thirsty. I'm more afraid of what you going to do. Like,
yeah.
Am I going to get maced?
Just go pepper spray a nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I see dudes walk up to women in public, like, excuse me, and they pull the phone out to my, here we go.
Yo, like, that shit is fucked up, man. I left some feedback on the IDS show, the Dating Sucked episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yo, listening to this show is saving my marriage, man, because y'all making dating seem fucked up. Like, I don't even want to get back out there and do it, bro.
No, I'm telling you, dude. Yo, if I was married, there ain't no way I'm messing it up.
You know, she's like, nah, man, I can't get back out there. I can't do it.
yo, a cheap thrill ain't worth nothing, dog. Like, you got it. It's like hitting a lottery out here.
Yeah, man. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard, man, but it's worth it.
Yeah, because out here, it ain't nothing. Like, people see the IG models and stuff. Yeah, it look good. That's all it look.
Yeah. Yo, like, man, chicks be digging at you because you broke, which is kind of understandable, but you ain't got to put me on blast like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here with your broke ass nigga. Like, God damn. Meanwhile, she only got $5.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Like, you barely a step above me. You know what I'm saying? Put me on blast, bitch. Two hamburgers and you broke just like me. You know what I'm saying?
And then imagine, yo, wasting all your time. Like, you talking to somebody for 6, 7 months, 8. Yo, my homie just got out of a 14-year relationship, dog. Mm. Like, it's gone. It's over. 14 years. Done. Down the drain. Now you back on the market at 40-plus years old.
Yo, after 14 years of one person, mm-hmm. don't nobody else want you, B.
It's over.
Yeah, man, that's... That, yo, that's crazy, son. Nah, man. You got, yo, after 14 years of one with one person, man, y'all break that shit up, you going straight prostitutes, B. Straight up, man. Now you just paying for it, man, because you ain't got the time to try to get to know nobody else like that. And yo, like you said, like 6 or 7 months, man, you still don't know that person.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? The person you meet, it's not the real person. The
representative.
You think I'm lying? A lot.
Is it a lot?
Because I don't plan on being here long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta put my best foot forward first. You know what I'm saying? After some years, then you'd be like, oh, yeah, you know what? When I told you that I was doing this, I really wasn't. I was just trying to fuck. But, you know, it worked out, though. You know? we still good, though.
Yo, imagine talking to somebody for 2 years. And then the dude who they really want come back in their life.
You done, son. For real.
Yo, it's wild out here, dog. The craziest stories.
Yo, man. We gonna try to get us another chance. Bitch, I bought you a drink.
Yo, I remember I was talking to this one girl. Like, not really talking to her like that. But we was like, cool, whatever. So she'll tell me how dude, like, beat her up. Almost killed her. I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm in a woman's shelter. Then she get her life straight, get another crib. He wrecked her last car. Now she got a new car. They got 3 kids together. Get her life straight. He come back in the picture. So I know when he come back, when she disappeared for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, that shit be.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah. And then you get a text out of the blue, like, oh, they broke up again.
Yeah. Yo, that shit, dog. Oh, that shit irks the fuck out of me, man. Like, yo, I mean, I really don't care. It's just funny to me.
Yo, it became entertainment.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I get so much attention. Yeah, how you doing? Yo, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? What's good? What you doing? This nigga come back around. Ghost. I don't get nothing, yo. And, yo, this shit be funny because, nigga, they stopped posting to Instagram.
Uh-huh.
They ain't posting on nothing. Yo, like, just, yo, their life is so good. That nigga do the same shit he did before. Now you back on it with them women empowerment speeches and shit. Like,
yeah.
Nah, you was not a good representative for this.
Yo, hilarious, dog. Oh, my dang. So I'm just waiting to see what he did this time and what he going to get away with. Like, yeah. Yo, he did. So you back in a woman's home now? He wrecked your life again?
Again? You was doing better by yourself. Come back and do the same shit. Now you back where you started, man. Like, yo, stop it.
So then I'm just straight on some cloud time. I'm like, yo, all right, I'm giving you 5.5 months this time. And they're like, this ain't funny. This is real. Like, no, you are hilarious. You going back. I guarantee you going back.
It's a joke, yo.
Yeah, you are a clown. You are a clown.
Yo, but them dudes be on that same shit, though. I think, yo, man, that some of the women be terrible. That nigga just can't leave her alone, man.
The girl, the chick who came to your house at 3 a.m, broke all the windows out your car, got you kicked out of your condo. You can't get your deposit back, but you back with her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, she was just going through some shit. Yeah, she was going through your shit, nigga. Stop it, man. Like, yo, leave her alone, bruh. Yo, stop buying them cars. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to fix the bitch credit, my nigga. Like, yo, you corny, nigga. Yo, you out here looking the fool, son.
Cold world.
You call your sister to beat that bitch up, nigga. Leave her alone.
Yo, you like Salisbury steak?
Yes.
Why?
It's a gravy-covered hamburger.
Man, that don't taste nothing like a hamburger.
It don't, but it's good, though.
How, man? The name, it's called Salisbury.
It's meatloaf.
No, it's don't ever discredit meatloaf name like that.
Yo, meatloaf is good, man. I do like a good meatloaf.
Yeah, boy. I had a, ooh, in Utah, I had a fire meatloaf. Yo, shout out to Natalie and Skinny Lenny for hooking me up with the fire meatloaf.
Skinny Lenny.
Man, why you had Lil Mari yelling at me, dog?
Dang, why'd you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
Yo, that shit was funny.
I'm like, that ain't even my voice.
Hey, man, speaking of that, dude hit me up. He was like, hey, man, you was out in Arizona? I said, nah, yo, that was Ed. Oh, I keep getting y'all mixed up. Nigga, how?
Heck nah. I keep getting y'all mixed up. Yeah, man. Salisbury steak is trash. Don't ever serve me Salisbury steak.
Some, mashed potatoes, man. That shit is good.
How do you... Who cooks that? Your wife?
No, I ain't had it in a long fucking time. I can't remember. When the last time I had this shit?
See? You ain't ate that in 63 years.
Yeah, maybe the shit ain't good.
Yeah.
I don't know nobody that makes it at home.
Yo, you come in the house, they be like, yeah, we're having Salisbury steak. Yo, my mom used to make that. Like, what's wrong with her? She used to make Salisbury steak and liver and onions, dog.
Nah, I don't know what that's about.
Yo, why are you torturing? Yo, no kid on earth is hyped for liver and onions.
Yo, nobody likes liver.
Yo, liver? My mom cooked that last week posting pictures.
Yo, there's nothing you can do to make that good.
Yo, that is disgusting.
Yo, liver's awful. And awful.
It was just all old people in the comments. Hype.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They don't want to eat that shit. And they don't even sell liver no more. Like, them niggas are killing them cows they sell.
Hey, don't throw that out. I'll take that.
Yo, sit. No. Let me get that.
Yo, the biggest news of the week besides we going to war with Iran. Your boy Trump just did a cyber attack or something on Iran.
What?
Yeah, because Iran, they shot down like $100 million drone.
Yeah.
Trump said he was going to pull up, but he decided not. Well, actually, he was pulling up, but he turned the plane around. But now, as I've seen on NBC News, ABC News, that we did a cyber attack. That's what we're doing now, cyber attacks.
Man.
Yo, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but Trump about to get everybody killed.
Yeah, that's not damn, man.
Yo, people talking about Obama was too soft with the no. You're supposed to be cool with people.
Yeah, man, this you supposed to be cool with people because you ain't the nigga going to war.
That's how life works.
You sending other people to die. That's why these niggas be pulling that bullshit because they ain't got to go over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we sending other people to do that shit, man.
And they talking about, Trump, Trump got a backbone. He going to be tough. Yeah, Trump going to have everybody hating the U.S. And y'all could think we the best and all that all you want to, all that propaganda. Yo, what Andre 3000 said, they got some stuff like that to blow out our back.
Yo, them niggas think this is the blueprint to getting reelected, man.
But it's working, man, because the idiots.
That's the fucked up part about it, man. Like, this, like every time the election come around, gas prices drop. Nigga, that fucking war talk come up every time, man. Like you said, oh, he got a backbone. He's a good president because he's defending us. No, my nigga, he not doing none of that. Y'all kids is the one going over there to fight that bullshit. And then when they come back all fucked up, they still ain't doing nothing for him and shit. Yeah. Like, yo, they're falling for that dumb shit, man.
Yeah, man, they just laugh. I know they be laughing. Like, yo, these idiots really be falling. Like, they had Trump was here last week in Orlando. Had a line all the way around the damn city.
Man.
I'm like, yo, y'all sit out there for 15 hours? 15 plus hours.
What?
Yeah, dog.
Nah, man.
That dude was out there recording them, like, walking around the block, like, yo, this is nuts. Just for to hear propaganda, like
lies. Just to hear lies, yo.
Lies, yo. People be really, yo. I seen a post the other day. A dude took a picture of a beat up pickup truck with Confederate flags all over it, and he was like, "Yo, have you ever seen a white person and like a BMW and
Lexus.
Yeah, Lexus with Confederate flags. I'm like, damn, that's true, yo.
It's always them cats. You know what I'm saying? It's always them cats that, yo, they be poor, man. Like everything that the Republicans want to cut, them niggas need, but they still want to vote for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, makes no sense, man. Like, yo, y'all come from the poorest states that they're doing absolutely nothing for, but y'all still want to vote for them because they white. That's the bottom line.
Yo, it's nuts out here, dog.
Oh, yeah. It don't make no sense, man.
Yeah, man. All you little troops, man. Y'all gonna be over there.
Yo, and that's a fight we don't want, man.
Yo, they got Russia and China combined, dog.
Oh, man.
The mega powers.
Yo, that's for, I'm glad my wife out the military.
You, they deep, too. It's going to be, yo, they coming.
Hell yeah, boy.
If they start dropping off troops over here, boy, you better get all the guns.
Yeah, oh, man. Boy.
Speaking of guns, I'm glad you told me that damn 357 bullet kicked like a mule, dog.
I told you, nigga.
Dog. Why it kick like that?
Yo, that's power, son. That's it, because how good did you shoot it? Yeah, that's why it kick like that. Cause you not what you aiming at, you ain't hitting. You know what I'm saying? If you going for head, my nigga, you gonna get chest, but it's gonna hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's why I was, if you didn't tell me that, I probably would have, like, not as held it as tight as I did. That joint probably would have flew out of my hand.
Hell yeah. Hey, man, what's up with your gun range, B?
What?
Them niggas ain't got no cardboard?
Oh, yeah, right. It's got
you don't staple cardboard to the thing, man, so it don't flop around like that. Like, what kind of shit is this?
That's why I couldn't hit nothing, man. That joint is moving more than me. I was like, okay, this must be real life situations then.
Yo, like, yo, I'm shooting on the run.
Shooting a wind tunnel, man. Every time I shoot, but why my paper dodging me and stuff?
Yo, what's up with this target, yo?
target juking on me. Yeah, man, yo. I was like, okay. I'm thinking like a regular, like, okay, a little kickback. Nah, that bit was like, whoo.
Yeah, that motherfucker bust, boy.
So I'm glad I do that. So I was like, yo, for protection, I got to keep the 38 bullets in it.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, when I'm walking around with that shit, yeah, you got to be. I still rock with that 357, man, because that shit going to scare niggas, man.
Yeah, it's like, all right, this is what I came to the point. Like, if I'm in a car and I got to shoot while I'm driving or something, I'm going to have the 38s in there. If it's one or two people, I'm having the 38s in there. But if it's a group, I got to put the 357s in there.
Yeah, that sound of a 357 bussing is just like cocking a 12 gauge. Mm-hmm. Niggas know that sound, and it scares the fuck out of them. Yo. it make them rethink that shit. Like, if you break in somebody's house, and you walking down the hall and you hear that chuck chuck, you like, shit. Shit, this nigga ain't playing. God damn it. I gotta back up out this motherfucker.
Yo, the echo was sick too.
Yeah.
Like that echo lasted like thunder, like
that shit reverbing all the way down that shit, yo. Like, yeah, boy.
Yo,
I thought that dude was like, hey man, what is that?
Yeah, the yo, dude next to me shooting. He didn't come over there or nothing, but he stopped shooting for a minute.
Yo, that step back and look over like, nigga over there shooting a cannon, nigga.
Yo, they left too.
Hell yeah, like this guy came in.
Yeah, man, I had to bust him up. But yo, I think I need a better grip, man. My hand was hurting.
For real?
Yeah, that grip is like a little too short for my hand.
How did you walk into gun range?
What you mean?
Like, I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like you the nigga to walk into gun range with a gun in his hand. Yeah, you ain't got no case in the holster. He's holding
No, I had a... Man, you crazy. I'm black in America. I had this little, like, I had a little bag that ain't for guns, but I had it in there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I need to get a better bag because the gun barely fit. So I got to, like, pull the zipper tag.
Yeah, I got a big ass case. Well, shit, I got two of them, so I got a big ass case, man. But when the first time I went with the dudes from work, two white dudes, right? Mm-hmm. I walk in with my case, right? Them niggas walk in just holding a gun.
I'm like, dead ass crazy.
It's because y'all white. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I can't do that. I have to have my shit in the trunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, how you clean it? Did you just use the little snake thing to snake through it?
Yeah, I got a whole gun cleaning kit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I got the, hold up. They told me this Break Free CLP.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it was a good cleaner.
Yeah, I got some of that. Like, I use the brush, the little screw-on brush.
Mm-hmm.
Just run that through it, and then I use like the little napkin thing.
Oh, okay.
And just slide that in and out of the little holes and shit.
Oh, word. Yeah, I got to get something else now. Because I don't like that just 5 shots.
Yeah, nah, man. That's why when I bought this other one, they got 12. I was like, yeah, I could rock with that. Eventually, I'm going to go up to 16, 17, something like that.
They had an Uzi in there, too. I want to get that.
At the Academy?
No, they had it at the gun range I went to.
Oh, okay. Yo, I always want to, like, they let you rent that shit.
Mm.
I'm going to go down there, man, just rent a bunch of shit and just fuck it up.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, too. See what I like best.
Yeah.
Give me a Uzi called Lil Uzi Vertical.
Lil Uzi Vertical. Hey, never buy a gun from them, though. What? No. No, you can buy a gun. Never buy ammo from them.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, nah, man. How much you pay for that shit?
Man, that joint's like $15.
Yeah, nah, man. Go to Walmart.
Oh, okay. It's cheaper at Walmart, huh?
Hell yeah. Like, I get 59 bullets, man, for like $8.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, I was kind of, yo, because, all right, I'm thinking, all right, I'll go in here and probably spend 25, 30 bucks. Dog, my total was like $78.
Yeah.
All I got was 2 targets. I rented the... Dang, I didn't think about that. I need to get my own earpiece.
Yeah, the ear hit. I mean, yeah. The earmuffs and shit, yeah.
I wonder how much they charged me to rent those. I ain't even look at the ticket.
Probably $5, I think.
I rented the earpiece, and I got the bullets. And that was $60-something dollars alone.
Yeah.
Dang, do they charge you for, like, to use the range, too? Is that a price?
Yeah, I think it's like in 30-minute increments or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they got me. Yeah, I only shot 5 of them 357s. I was like, yeah, let me go back to this.
The
38s. Yeah, 38s. Oh, did you ever finish a Wu-Tang documentary of Mics and Men?
Yes.
All right. Tell me how you felt about that Capadonna part. When they was all at the table eating,
mm-hmm.
And Capadonna was like, well, since everybody got the answers, I'm fucked up out here. Somebody throw me some money. And everybody just got silent.
Yeah. Niggas got to eat this shit.
Yo, you know it's awkward when you see Raekwon, he just threw out a, yeah. Yo, man, everybody was mad silent, dog.
Yo, but it seemed like most of them is barely not fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Real, like, I really can't even fuck with you because if I help you out, nigga, it put me in the same position you in. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only ones I think really still getting bread is RZA, Meth. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Raekwon, he got like a, he's like, out there still, so he ain't got like the money like that, but he got notoriety, so he can still move and get in places.
Yeah. Ghost, I think Ghost still doing some shit. And I think the GZA like a professor now or some shit.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like Harvard or something.
Yeah, so the rest of them,
I seen you got, he like trying to sell his books.
Book, yeah, he got that book out.
and he doing like little short films and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I was like, dang, Cappadonna was one of the coldest ones too.
Hell yeah, man. Yo, Divine. Yo, they was not trying to hear that nigga shit.
Yo, and yo, that's another thing I was gonna bring up. I don't see nothing wrong with what Divine was doing.
No.
Like, they was mad because he was taking a cut when he was doing brokering the deals.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, you get 400. Though, if the deal is 400, you get 320, I get 80. Then they said, nah, I want all my money.
Yeah.
Like, god what? Damn, bro. Nigga, I'm taking a fraction. I'm taking a fraction of what you do. I'm the only one talking to him, my nigga.
So I'm supposed to do all this for the group and not have a life and not pay my bills.
You know what I'm saying? What am I doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What am I getting paid for? The shit that I'm doing. So where's the money supposed to come from?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
How you getting this deal if I'm not getting the deal?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're not talking to him. I'm the only one talking to him. I get the deal done and tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only getting 20% for that. Nigga, I don't see the problem.
Yeah, that was nuts.
But and that's then, how I go with money.
Yeah, then he was like, you mad at me. You mad at me because I decided to invest my money and do something. That's why I still have money. Like, if y'all getting money but keep blowing it, how you gonna be mad at me because I didn't blow my money?
You know what I'm saying? And I told you to come with me.
Yeah.
I told you come with me, yo, man. Let's go do this so we can keep this money coming. Niggas don't want to do it. Don't be mad. I mean, it was a little fucked up that he was on the boat telling the story. You know what I'm saying? And it looked bad. You know what I'm saying? But I understand where you're coming from, son.
Like, I told y'all how to keep this money coming, and y'all laughed in my face. Yeah. Now, 20 years later, I still got money, and now I'm a thief. What?
Yep. Yeah, that's how it works. That's money, man. That's what money do.
That's nuts, man.
Like niggas, man. If we get money, man, I'm just going to turn on you just because.
Uh-huh.
That's how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, fuck that nigga, man.
That's how it's going to end anyway, so. You know
what I'm saying? Might as well get the shit out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing that was crazy was how the hell did they have footage when ODB was on the phone talking to RZA and them and all that whole breakup thing? Like, who thought to record that?
Oh, no. They that was part of the documentary. The Roc Nation did that.
Oh, okay. So they got the footage from them.
When he came out of jail and Dame signed him to the Roc, they started doing that. They started doing that whole thing. I had seen that shit before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now I'm talking about that footage from RZA apartment.
Yeah, that was crazy too.
Yeah, from back in the day, shit like that shit was crazy.
Yeah, like right when they was like just recording the songs, like damn.
Yeah, yo, that shit. But like that shit was dope. Seeing how it all started and their relationships and shit. Cause like I didn't know that Meth and you guys was best friends. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, man, that whole man, like how everybody go to jail though. That's crazy.
Hey, man, shit happens.
Yo, you got a group of 10 people. And why was I don't think they talked about why Cappadonna wasn't like the start of it. Yeah, like why he wasn't like a member.
He was probably locked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was nuts, man. That was a dope documentary, though.
Yeah, hell yeah. That shit was good, man.
Like when they start arguing a little bit about who created Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Hell yeah. Yo, and the dude that made the logo only got $400.
Oh, man.
Nigga, copyright, nigga.
I need residuals, dog.
Like, come on, son. Give me something, man. This $400 ain't doing nothing for me now.
Dang. Yeah, that was crazy.
Hell yeah.
Let's see what else we got. The kindergarten teacher in China. You heard about her?
Mm-mm.
Well, when the kids came back for orientation for kindergarten, she decided to do pole dancing for the kids. So you got an auditorium full of parents and kids for the, you know what I'm saying, when they coming back to start. And she doing pole dancing in, like, oh, thongs.
Kind of like a, they did like a recital?
No, it was like the orientation, like, when they get everybody together and talk about the upcoming year and all that. She came out in some panties and a bra on, and there was a pole on stage, and she decided to open it with a little entertainment.
Oh, nigga, I'm thinking you got the kids doing that shit.
Oh, no, no. The kids is in the audience, though.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yo, what in your right mind says, yo, this is the time?
Nigga, society. Look how much love strippers get. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they putting them in songs. Yo, they got pole dancing practice classes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, it's big business now, dog. This business. Shit is normal.
For like, kindergarten, though?
I took a pole dancing class. My nigga, do you really think that there is not a little girl in kindergarten that lifelong goal is to be a stripper? Like Cardi B, nigga?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this is... Yo, teachers want that shit, too.
I'm thinking the teacher had her best fitness year ever, and she wanted to come back and show them what she could do.
You know, like she used to be the fat teacher.
Yeah.
In the break room and shit, came back. Yo, she got on the Fat Lenny diet.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, shout out to Fat Lenny, son.
Yo. Yeah, man, that's nuts, man.
Yo, that's funny. Yo, speaking of some shit, man, we never got to talk about that nigga kicking the Terminator in the back.
Kick the Terminator in the back?
You didn't see the video of the nigga did the double leg kick on Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah. Yo, what was that about? Why he do that?
I don't know, nigga. Why it ain't work, nigga? Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger like 70, nigga. You ain't even moving.
Yo, he did a double leg kick on the Terminator
out of nowhere, my nigga. That wasn't even the proper set.
He had a suit on.
Nah, he had on some like some jogging pants or something, man.
Yo, how much trouble can I get in for that?
I don't know if that's a trouble worthy offense. Like, I'm so confused at why it happened.
Duh, I want to be his friend, though.
Yo, for real, man. Like, yo, that nigga balls is big as shit.
Yo, like, everywhere we go, I'm like, yeah, man. Yo, this the homie that drop kicked the Terminator, cuz.
Yo, my nigga, like, what did the Terminator do to you? To make you want to do that.
He's probably pissed off at one of them movies he made, that fake zombie movie he made.
It's a fake. Oh, yeah. That
was
shit.
Trash.
Yeah.
I probably would have had to drop kick him, too.
Yeah, I got to go on and get the Terminator. Got to get the boots.
The boots. Terminator got the boots. Yo, that was nuts, yo. I can't believe he did that. I mean, I need to know where that kid at. I need to talk. We need to interview him.
Yeah. And, like, security got busy after he did it.
Oh, but I'm like,
yeah, they fucked him up. I'm like, hey, man, y'all ain't see this nigga running over there?
Yeah, like, yo, yeah. Matter of fact, dog, everybody fired the cameraman.
Yeah, yo, the cameraman ain't get him until after the kick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, man, a nigga running to put the boots to you look like he's running to put the boots to you, dog. Like, you see that shit a mile away.
Yo, the venue, I'm never coming back to that state.
Yeah, man, like, it's all fucked up.
Like, everything, dog. That's crazy. Yo, when did everybody start calling? I remember when black people used to call, like, each other king and queen?
Yes.
When did everybody start using king and queen?
After black people started doing it.
I'm seeing Puerto Ricans, white people, everybody calling...
No, Puerto Ricans, Latin people.
No, Latin kings was like that when there's like the gang. That's it.
Yeah, Latin king and queen nation.
Yeah, but if you wasn't Latin king and queen, you wouldn't use a king and queen. And all the Latin kings use king and queen.
Yeah, they do.
No, they, how you know? I mean, Latin kings, you know.
All of them. Oh, and a Loaded Lux.
He black.
Look at me, King.
You stupid. Yo, no, man, we can't have nothing, man.
Yo, nigga, that's always, always been like that.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, nah.
We was the only ones calling people king, each other king and queen.
No, I'm talking about we can't have nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every time we start some shit, it gets saturated and taken over.
We can't have dances or nothing no more.
Nah. All everything's...
All the little kids take it over. We can't have nothing, man.
Nothing at all, man.
Yo, well, what I really want to talk about, since we can't have nothing, here's another thing we can't have: reparations.
Yeah.
Yo, you heard your girl, Laura Ingraham?
Mm-mm.
Laura Ingraham said, it's called conquest. We won, you lost, that's that.
Wow.
Yo, she came with the ether, dog.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Yo, it's funny how everybody else get, you know what I'm saying, what they owe and deserved. But when it come to anything black, you niggas suck it up.
And that's the thing, though. Like, me and Fub just talking about that shit last night, man. People, white people, say it's a handout. You just want something for free. No, my nigga. This is old. This was promised to us. This is old, my nigga. Like, if your grandfather dies, mm-hmm. everything that he has is inherited to you. It's the same fucking thing. 40 acres and a mule, my nigga. Nobody got it.
Nobody.
So it was owed to you. It was promised to you. Why shouldn't you get it?
Because you niggas, man.
And we was thinking about it, like, back then a mule was probably worth $7.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The land was 35 cents an acre. You know what I'm saying? Like, you niggas gonna get a check for $15 and they gonna tax the shit out of it.
Oh, yep. Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Another thing I was thinking about, yo, let's say they put the bill in effect, reparations is coming, right? Mm-hmm. The stipulations is gonna be so crazy just to get it.
Astronomical, my nigga.
Nobody's gonna qualify.
Yeah, at all, yo. There's no amount of proof you can have that they're going to be like, okay, all right, we'll give it to them. Nah, man, it's going to be some dumb shit, dog. You got to jump through so many hoops, man.
Yeah, they're going to be like, first of all, you're going to need a blood sample from the slave in your family.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we're going to need a DNA sample mm-hmm. from your great, 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 great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get that, man.
Yo, we don't even know where we came from anyway. So you know we ain't going to know the first place to look.
Hell nah, dog. That's just not going to happen, yo.
Yo, nobody's going to qualify for that.
Hell no.
And then they would have to switch out the mule because ain't nobody going to know what to do with no mule.
Yeah. Oh, and you not getting no inflation either. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, it was worth this much back then. Now it's worth this much. We don't care. Nigga, you're getting this mule, son. Have a mule in your garage.
It's going to be like 10 acres and a Corolla now.
And it ain't new. 87 Corolla, my nigga.
Hey, whatever they could find at the time. Oh, man. So it's like, yo, don't even like. It ain't even worth tripping over because it'll never happen.
It's not going to happen. And if it does, nigga, it's still not going to happen.
Yeah.
Let it go.
It'd be out there and probably three people would qualify. Like, oh.
Here, man, y'all done fucked enough white women. Let's call it even.
Yo. Imagine Trump said something like that, yo. I'd have to vote for him if he said that. Yo, is your daughter home? Your oldest?
Yeah.
You got to feel in the back of her head, see if she got a horn.
Why?
They said kids growing up with cell phones now, they look at the cell phone so much, they got horns growing on the back of their head.
God damn, I don't believe that, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, man, they said the doctor did a they did a study on it, and it was like 60%, no, 40-something percent kids had the horns. Like, they did x-rays and everything, and they're starting to grow. out the back. So I don't know if you could be able to feel it right now, but if you get an x-ray, you probably see the point coming.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So shoot, what, 20 years they're gonna have horns out the back of their head?
Yeah, that's because these cell phone shit ain't gonna stop.
So should we start like patenting the hoodies with the horn hole?
Horns hole. Yeah.
we can have decorative horn covers.
And, yo, man, kids are weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand kids these days.
what do they do?
And nigga, and I got some. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. So my daughter had her college orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a overnight stay thing. Uh-huh. So they put them in the dorm room. And the way her dorm is set up, it's she has a roommate, and then there's like a common area, and on the other side is another door for two other roommates.
You met a roommate?
No, I was at work while they did this shit. So, excuse me, damn. She goes to the thing, she come back the next day. I'm talking to her about it. I'm like, yo, man, so how'd it go? She said, I did this and I did that. I was like, how is your roommate? Oh, I don't know. I said, what you mean you don't know? Oh, I ain't talked to her. I said, what? What's her name? I don't know. I said, are you serious? Like, yo, y'all slept in a room together and never talked?
Dang.
She's like, yeah. She's like, and I didn't talk to the girls on the other side either. Nigga, what kind of shit is this?
Yo. Not once?
At all. She said the only thing she said to her, she asked her if she was going to take a shower.
So you going to take a shower?
And that's it. I'm like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
Yes. What's that? 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk a little bit.
Yeah, no, this was just a one-night thing. She'll probably never see her again. But the fact that y'all slept in the room together.
And y'all, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the military, you go to a room, somebody in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yo, man, my name is such and such, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. They ain't do none of that.
Dang.
Dog, I was like, yo, that's crazy, man.
They probably just had their heads down in their phones the whole time.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, okay, my daughter didn't do it, but then the other girl ain't do it either. You know what I'm saying? So it's not my child. It's something wrong with her. It's just, nigga, that's how they get down.
Oh, so it's just orientation to let you see how it's going to be. It's not like these are going to be your roommates.
Yeah, no, they just walking around the campus and doing little things.
One thing I learned about weak people, they like to be surrounded by other motherfucking weak people. Yeah, weak people like to be in company of other weak people. That's just what they like. And if you're weak and that's how you kick it, that's your business. But one thing you ain't finna do is make me feel bad about being strong. You ain't finna do that to me. So if that's what you want to do, you and your weak partners, y'all can have motherfucking weak sleepover if y'all motherfucking want to. Y'all can have motherfucking weak reunion. You can do whatever you want to do. But one thing you ain't about to do or finna do is make me feel bad about being motherfucking strong. Stay your motherfucking weak ass over there and be motherfucking weak. All motherfucking weak if you motherfucking want to. Shit.
When we went to, remember you went to basic training?
Mm-hmm.
And then they put you in that hotel for like the night before you ship out?
Yeah.
Man, I knew everybody's life story.
Yeah.
In that one night.
Man, when we went to the MEP station, so went to St. Louis, which was dumb. They had to take me to St. Louis to bring me back down there, which is fucking dumb. But, so with the St. Louis, on the bus is where it started.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to MEPS, did everything. They put us in the barracks for that night. Nigga, we damn near had a party in that motherfucker.
Yeah, dog. It wasn't no sleep. We didn't sleep.
Hell no. Yo, man, we was riding mop buckets and all types of shit. Nigga, it was going down, man.
Duh, like, if all right, let's say we is going to orientation for college, whatever. They put us all in that room. Dog, we would have had all the doors open. Everybody would have been in one room wilding.
Some niggas would have snuck some lick in. Like, it had been a party, my nigga. Like, yo, that shit. Look, in basic training, man, nigga, we got so busy that when niggas went to different places that next day, a niggas was a little sad. Like, damn, I'm gonna see that thing again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it really was, nigga, in one night.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, I can't believe that. Yo, y'all didn't talk at all.
Dang.
And the fucked up thing I thought about, right? What if they friends on Instagram or Facebook or something? Like, the niggas is already friends and didn't talk to each other in person.
Dang. Like, I need to know what major you in. I need to know, like, shoot, I can get some hookups later.
You know, so, yo, where you from? Nigga, what made you want to come here? Is your mom and daddy racist? You know what I'm saying? Like, I need this information, cuz.
Yeah, like, did you get the unlimited meal plan? Like, yo, what we working with out here?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, how this gonna go, man? Like, yo, how is your financial aid working?
Yeah. Did you get, because they'll say, what about checks kind of slow? Did you get all your money? Like, do you got any friends who went here before? What they say about the child hall? Like, dang, it's something. Do you work out? I might need a partner to work out with. Like, are you good at math? Because I ain't that good at it.
Nigga, can you fight?
Yeah, like, okay. I might want to, yo, let me get your contact. We start school, what, 2 months from now? I'm going to holler at you. Like, I would have had all the hookups.
Man, no. Look, I remember when this nigga still my friend to this day. Came, it was this like 96.
To this day.
This nigga came to my room. And me and the other dude down the hall was already cool and shit. I'm still friends with that nigga too. He came in the room. So we chopping it up, right? The first thing I asked him, I said, hey, nigga, you drink? The nigga pull a bottle of gin out of his bag. Where homeboy came down the hall. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, nigga, can you fight? He's like, yeah, nigga, I get busy. I'm like, yo, nigga, we've been friends ever since.
I get busy. He's stupid.
Yo, that's like, I think that's what we was doing at the time. Nigga, we was drinking and fighting. Nigga, you fit right in with us, yo.
Yeah, I would have been a dude you never would have seen again. Like, can you fight? I mean, I'm holler at y'all.
Yo, hey, can y'all please get me out of this room?
Yo,
get these niggas is crazy.
Far away from them right here. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Times is mad different now.
Yeah, man, for real.
Yo, you heard about the dude who suspected a 46-year-old black woman of stealing, called his friend up to Walgreens, and my man blew her face off.
Yo, what kind of shit is that, dog?
The kicker was they said the dude was a black dude.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, that's impossible.
Yo, the first report I seen, it was some kind of white supremacist.
Yeah.
And he came up there, and he was already in conversations with a bunch of other minorities in the past. But I just seen dude put a post up apologizing because it was a black dude and he had a picture of the dude.
Dog. You know y'all both going to jail, right?
That's nuts.
Yo, like, that's... Y'all, they gonna put y'all under the jail because y'all niggas dumb as fuck. When... Dog. Man, I'm fucked up right now. Man, I can't believe this shit. You, like, call you your dummy friend for what?
You're right.
For, nigga, what was he supposed to do?
The most expensive thing at a Walgreens.
A can of soda?
A can of soda. Duh, there is nothing I'm going to jail for life for at Walgreens. Like, if you even call me, I'm probably blocking you.
I never understood that niggas get so upset about a nigga stealing from a job that you work at.
Yeah.
Especially a convenience store. Oh, this nigga stealing. So the fuck what, nigga? It ain't yours.
Right?
Like, why you, nigga, you paid to be here, nigga. Who cares?
Unreal, dog.
Man, a nigga put a gun in your face, yeah, I got that. You're stealing money out the register, I got that. But a nigga stealing a bag of chips, man, hey, go ahead, nigga, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, get a soda to go with it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, why you care?
Golly, dog. I don't, man, it's a crazy world.
Y'all done killed the lady for shoplifting. And I say y'all because you called the idiot up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you an accomplice, my nigga. And you know what happens to an accomplice during a murder? You get charged with murder, cuz. So, yeah, don't drop the soap, nigga.
Dang, yo, that is nuts. And you knew he was crazy because that's the reason you called him up there.
Yeah, for real. You knew something like this could happen. So don't plead no contest, my nigga. Like, you part of this.
Yep.
And, yo, what did she say? You know what I'm saying? Like, what could she have said to make you want to shoot her?
Right.
Because I guarantee she ain't have a gun. Because she's kind of nigga, she's stealing. She ain't got no gun. If you got a gun, it's not stealing, it's taking. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So she was stealing, so she ain't had no gun.
Yeah, that's crazy, dog.
It's fucking stupid, man.
Yo, man, I got this creative Adobe account where I get do like the videos, where I edit my videos in Photoshop and Lightroom and all that. I was on a student plan. That joint was $19.99 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they hit me with the email talking about, oh, your student deal's almost up unless you verify you still a student. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just put my student email address in. That should be fine. Nah, they won't update it like, what you call it?
Transcript or some
yeah.
Shit?
Yeah. Dog, this joint go from $19.99 to $52.99 a month.
Oh, nigga. Hey, you better join school. Get into school, nigga.
Yo, you think I'm about to pay $52.99 a month?
Nah, my nigga. Yeah, the niggas want a picture of you in class. I need to see you in class with the teacher.
Yeah, I ain't. Yeah. Next payment is scheduled for June 25th, 2019. Nope.
That's in a 2 days. Days.
Cancel. Yeah. Why do you want to cancel? Can I write?
Nigga, why y'all so got so many fucking questions?
Like $52.99 a month, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? You got this $52, nigga. That's why.
Yeah, this is nuts, man. But yo, before we go, man, I gotta get this out. Cause we already like an hour over. Did you watch the show with the Central Park 5, the movie on Netflix?
No, I ain't watching Netflix.
Oh, come on, dog.
I seen the actual documentary of it, though.
I did, too. Oh, yeah. So same thing. Now, I understand, because I've been in the situation the kids was in when they was in the interrogation room. I didn't get beat up, but yeah. I got, like, stuff slammed in my face and all that.
Yeah.
And baton slammed and waved at me. And, yo, how you convince 5 kids, dog, to lie, though?
By telling the other person said that you did it.
And the parents, too. Like, one parent was like, yo, just tell them whatever they want to hear. The other ladies just signed the documents.
Oh, that's bad advice.
Yo, how did you get all this to line up? That's crazy.
That's just bad advice, yo. Like, yo, like, one of them said, they said, like, yo, man, if you want to go home, just tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they're feeding the story to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's still under the impression, like, oh, I know I didn't do nothing. So if I say this, I'm going to get to go home.
Because they was like, all right, remember when, well, dang, you didn't see the movie. But they was a. They was like, yo, we can get y'all a lesser charge if you agree to say you did it. Then they was like,
yeah,
we ain't do it, so we stick it to our guns. Why you ain't stick to your guns?
Again. Yeah.
Like it's like everything had to fall into place perfect to get 5 people. Like, of course, I was older than them when it happened to me.
Yeah.
But Yeah, for like new people who don't know, I was in the military, and in tech school, we had a group of cats fighting, and the cops came, the MPs came, and that's the military police, and we were on base, and they broke up the fight, but it was one dude they couldn't like get a hold of, his African dude name. I forgot his name. It was like Atumbe or something.
Atumbe.
Yo, my man, he was a big dude. He was just like throwing cops, slamming cops. Yo, they brought the mace out. They brought the sticks out. Well, he wasn't that aggressive. He wasn't slamming them. He was just, they tried to pull him off, and I think he like pushed one back. Then like two more tried to grab him, and he like pushed him off of him. And then they just got mad aggressive. They like maced him for like 5 minutes. Like they just kept macing him.
Damn.
And he was standing there. Then they start hitting him with the baton. They was hitting him in the head and everything. Like after he, they already had him subdued. So, and it was a crowd. Yo, when I tell you this scene, back then, I think we had cell phones, but cell phones weren't like they are now. Like, I think you, back then it was like, you could get a video, but no sound.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, the videos looked retarded.
Grainy as fuck.
Yeah, dude. So, yo, when I tell you, if you never seen Do the Right Thing with Radio Raheem, that scene when they killing Radio Raheem, it looked exactly like that scene. That's how chaotic it was.
Damn.
And, yo, people was screaming. People was, like, jumping in. So, when everything got broke up and we all went back to our rooms, I don't know how the hell, somehow the cops knew every person that was out there.
Damn.
Like, they had all our names on the list. They knew where I was standing because I was right in the front watching this whole thing unfold. They knew. They ran through our rooms, ransacked for cell phones. Anybody who left a cell phone in their room, they took them. Like, they just, it was like a crazy raid. Then they had all our names on the list, and they took us one by one into an interrogation room. So, what they wanted me to do, they told me to tell me the story, what happened. I told them exactly what happened. It was a fight. Y'all came, broke it up. It started getting out of control. Y'all had my man subdued. There's nothing he could do. And y'all still was hitting him with the batons in the head and everything. When I said that, they got heated. Like, dude slammed the baton right in front of me on the desk. He was like, you lying. They saying, you better tell the correct story. So they kept trying to get me to switch the story up. But I was sticking to my guns. I was telling exactly what happened. So after I got done, they just threw me out the damn building. Like, they came and picked me up, but they just threw me out the building. The MP station from the dorms was far as hell. Like, it was miles.
Think I can't get a ride?
Yeah, it was like 3 a.m. They just threw me outside. So that's haunted me all the way to my base. Like, I had to go. I thought it was over. They called me back in the office one time with all the higher ups, and they had a tape recorder, and they had judges on the phone and everything, and I had to tell the story again. Then they was gonna send me to the trial. It was crazy. So I don't know what ended up happening with him, but after that last interrogation, they didn't mess with me no more.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, I could see those kids was like 12 and 13. So they was like,
you know,
more scared. But even at 12 and 13, I know if I say I did something I didn't do, like, I could go away. Like,
yeah.
When you grow up as a black youth, like, you know, like, you kind of know, you know about the cops, like, you know what's up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird seeing all five just come together with a bullcrap story and with no kind of pushback.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to think about that, man. They've been in there a long time. They send a bad cop in to scare them. Then they send a good cop in like, hey, man, you need to do this. If you say this, man, you'll go home. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get you up out of here, cuz. And then you just keep that shit keep running in your mind. You're like, fuck it, man. I just want to get out of here. So I'm going to tell this story that they keep feeding to me. And hopefully I get to go home. It never works out like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you know you didn't do nothing. Dog, just stay, man. I ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I ain't have nothing to do with that, man.
But nobody was like, yo, wait till my parents get here. They can't keep me here this long without my parents knowing.
But we don't know at some people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? It's just we were taught cops are your friend. You know what I'm saying? The server protect shit. In school and shit.
Duh, we was running from the cops when we did nothing at 10 and 11.
Yeah, that was at home. But at school, they teach you the cops is your friend and shit. But yeah, you're supposed to know.
My parents taught me, and in the street taught me more than a school could tell me.
Yeah, I'm saying, but everybody ain't see it like that. You know what I'm saying? Which, in New York, you should. But, hey, it just worked out that way, man.
That's crazy. Like, no, there is no way. If I didn't do it, I ain't do it. Like, that's how we came up. I ain't do it.
Yeah, I ain't do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, my grandpa, I know when he get up here, it's going to be some problems. So, y'all
You know what I'm saying? That's the shit that happened to me in Germany, man. I'm like, hey, nah, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that ain't. Hell no. Because get me up out of here, man. I ain't do that shit. You want to take a lot of tests? Yes, nigga. Yes. None of that.
Dang, that's crazy. And then how they stayed in there so long and everything. If that dude never confessed, homeboy would still be in there, dog.
Yeah, they still be in jail. And the fact that he met him in jail.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then what's crazy is how he was just going along for a ride with his friend, and you flipped him like that. He was the oldest one.
That's how you know that shit is bogus as fuck. That's how you know that they railroaded them kids. Because that nigga's name was not on the list.
Not on the list.
His name was not on the list. He went down there with the cops said, yeah, you want to go down there with your friend? He shouldn't have never been interrogated. But this the one that do the most time? A nigga that y'all wasn't even looking for?
And he the one that confessed to the most because he was the oldest. And he the one that confessed to the most. Dog, I would have been like, dog, you just said the whole time. The whole video would have been me saying, you just said I'm coming down here to ride with my friend.
You know what I'm saying?
No, give us a, you just said. And then I know if you put your hands on me, it's more evidence to show y'all was beating the shit out of me. Like, hell yeah, man, these kids are just different, dog. Like, I don't know. Like, no. Like, I know what kind of kid I was. Like, nah, dog. I didn't do it. Like, I would have been in that big. Yo, they would have kicked me out of the police station, dog. Or killed me.
Yo, this nigga.
Because, nigga, no. You just said I was coming down here to ride with my friend.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole hour-long confession tape. You just said.
You know, I am not supposed to be here, sir.
Yeah. it's breezies outside, dog. I'm not going to jail.
Hell no.
Nah. I'm 15, dog. It's breezies outside. Tell us what we need to hear. It's breezies outside.
I'm not supposed to be here.
My girl is waiting on me. That's another thing. If some niggas hit on the window when I'm with my girl, bye. Y'all going to the park? That's lame. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I got a breezy right here, B.
You said a breezy.
Like, what are you talking about? Y'all want me to get up and go out there and go wild out? No, we good. I'm about to wild out. It's some breezy, B.
And them niggas only got $41 million, man.
Yo, that's a lot of money. Though.
Not between five people and lawyers.
Ooh. No, I think they got like $9 million apiece though.
Nah. No, the money was spread out over who did the most time.
Yeah. So old dude got 20.
Yeah, Corey got the most.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of them got 9, man. You can do a lot with 9, bruh.
How the rest of them get 9?
You didn't look at the breakdown online.
It was like seven. That ain't good math.
Whatever. It's math.
If Corey
impossible.
Got 20, that leaves 21. So 7. All right. Yeah.
But nope. this is the second settlement.
No, they said they only got one.
No, remember there's another settlement or something that came out. Because they got a settlement when they got out. Right?
No, they only got a settlement after they was exonerated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it says they all got $7.1 million and Corey got $12.2 million.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I could do a lot of damage. They were still kind of young, too, dog.
Yeah.
They about my age. They about our age.
Yeah.
With $7 million.
Yeah, man. That's all.
I think I would have did what they did. What? Because the other ones only did like 5 years.
Yeah.
I would have did $5, dog, for $7 million.
Yo, but just think about Aaron Andrews.
The lady?
Somebody took pictures of her naked and she got $55 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nah, what state was that in?
New York.
What?
$55 million.
Wow.
For a nigga taking naked pictures of you.
I bet she hyped it a mug.
14 years in prison.
14?
You get $12 million. You get $12 million.
Mm. He did 14?
Yeah.
But the other ones only did like 5.
Yeah.
I'll take the 5 for $7.
it's still 5 years in prison, man. It's worth more than $7 million. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold on, but they was 13 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get out at 20, how long it take them to get the settlement?
Oh shit, I don't know. Probably took a long time. You know the state was fighting it.
Oh yeah. So it's probably like years later.
Yeah. The niggas probably just got that money last week.
Dang. 7 didn't approved since Jake. This is 2014. It says the settlement was approved.
2014. This shit happened in the 80s?
Oh, we. So they's like 35.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your life could have took a bad turn.
Hell yeah. Raymond's did. Raymond went back to jail.
Oh, yeah. Because he went to selling drugs.
Yeah.
Yo, he the one that looked the most different from all of them. Like, from the youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lost hair and everything.
He be in the prison.
Yo, your boy Corey Wise is going through it in prison, too.
For real?
Yeah, he was getting beat up, like, every day. Different gangs, the skinheads, everything.
Damn.
Yeah, he had a rough 14. He should have got double.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh yeah, one more thing before we go, man. Lady named her daughter Marijuana Pepsi, man.
Damn.
And she didn't change her name. She used it as fuel. And now she a doctor. She Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. She got a doctorate.
Yo, that's...
Would you change your name?
Hell yeah.
Yo, can you imagine putting that on a job application?
Yo, like, they gonna think you high.
They gonna think it's a joke.
Marijuana Pepsi.
Dr. Mel. Once teased for her name, Marijuana Pepsi turns her challenge. Let me see. Marijuana Pepsi's mother told her that her birth name would take her places. She wasn't wrong. After a life spent being mocked for having an unusual name, the 46-year-old seized on her experience to earn a PhD in higher education leadership. Her dissertation focused on unusual names naturally. As of last week, Marijuana Pepsi is now Dr. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke.
Oh, nigga, then the last name is fucked up, too.
Dang.
Marijuana Pepsi.
Saying that in school?
Marijuana Pepsi. No, she gotta have an ill nickname.
She said until 9 years old, she says marijuana was just a beautiful name. I received accolades. But when she moved to a new city, she was made very aware that her name was different.
Marijuana.
You mean your name is marijuana? No, it's marijuana.
It's marijuana. Your name is weed. Reefer.
She said a teacher at a new student orientation who threw her class list on the floor and started talking about how her test scores were going to be in the toilet.
Damn,
you just took name and just, oh, your test scores gonna be in a toilet. I didn't know you an idiot.
Your mama dumb. Yo, Marijuana.
Dang, that's crazy. But yeah, man, you got anything else?
Nah, man, that's it.
I'm disappointed at my man Baylor, man, for that booty voicemail. Dang, bruh. I'm gonna let you know about it. We're going to try to put, I'm going to put it at the end, but we might have to have you call that back in, yeah. My brother.
Man, y'all was cooking at Roscoe's, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
ashy knuckles.
Wait, what?
I look like I've been to the county jail and shit. Yeah, I think it was cooking.
I had marijuana. I had ash. Oh, you said about you.
Yeah. Y'all was cooking on your boy.
He said. In the intro, this stone grip of a grip. You stupid.
Y'all was like, yo, man, I was how two niggas meet up that didn't get no pussy at prom? That's funny.
Man, that's a myth, man. Don't nobody have sex at prom, dog.
Yeah, nigga had a lot of it.
You was in a relationship, man. Quit playing.
So?
See? Yeah, not single. Yo, single dudes ain't really out here like that, man.
Man, shit.
And then I had a monkey wrench through in my prom. So, it was, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you was the monkey wrench, nigga. How both you niggas have several options and ain't getting none of them, nigga?
Hey, that's how it goes sometimes, though.
Like
when you see, all right, let's say, like when you see people in the money machine and money flying everywhere, you so busy trying to pick up the higher bills and stuff that you end up with not a lot of money.
Nigga.
When you have several options, you have so many options, you wait to the last minute. See, you was laser focused on one option. So you know what I'm saying? You had everything set up.
No.
When you got options, there's so much going on.
I had sex with more than one person, nigga.
On prom night.
Yes.
How?
Copped a hotel early.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked one off before prom. Knocked my girl off after prom. And then after that, took her home and went looking for some more.
See, well, you a savage.
Yes. Yes, nigga. Maybe y'all should have been. Y'all got some pussy.
If y'all want to hear how the story went down at prom nights, y'all go to forgetthatyo.com and a live recording of me and BTG in the parking lot of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in L.A. It's up there.
With people walking in the background arguing and playing music and shit, nigga, that shit.
Yo,
I kept seeing niggas in the camera. I'm like, where that nigga? What's that nigga? Ask him a question.
Ask him a question. Yo, that would have been funny. Yeah, man. So y'all know where to check us out, man. Rate the show, review, share the show with your friends. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be out here. And much love to my chocolate Puerto Rican Ricans. Keep your nails the wee-wees, bonbons, and all that good stuff.
Puerto Rican Ricans?
I was trying to copy what Method Man saying in the background, yeah. Right now.
Butter Pecan Ricans.
Yeah, man. Butter, man. Yeah. Wee-wees, bonbons, and all that good stuff.
Puerto Rican Ricans? What?
And yeah, man, we out, man. Y'all, Yeah, man. Just stay tuned. Keep it locked.
Yeah, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy. Shout out to Kmart. Shout out to Stephen Berry. Shout out to Miss Sabrine.
Wait, who's Kmart?
Yeah. You know, Kmart, man.
Kenyon,
you know,
Martin?
No, man. Oh. Kmart, man.
I don't know who Kmart is.
You don't?
No.
Gotta get your weight up, son.
This dude.
Yo, shout out to Swayze. Swayze in the building, man. Yo, shout out to C-Ray Art, man.
Yeah, C-Ray Art, what to do? Yo, I bet you don't remember your boy from Australia.
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob Maxwell. He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand. Yo, shout out my man from the SIP. Is he from the SIP? How would be remember nobody like y'all? A2DAO?
What?
I ain't even say the name right, man. A2DA. I forgot, man.
Yo, man, shout out to Nigel.
I don't know how you remember everybody. Yo, hey. Nigel, man, for real, send me a dashiki or something straight from Africa.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm glad you said that, Sheik. I thought you were gonna like say send me a monkey or something, man. You're a growing homie.
Oh, A2 times. Shout out to A2 times. Nah, me.
Yo, man, shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, man. I know what it is.
Oh, hold up. Shout out to Pretty Ricky. She got a podcast out.
Pretty Ricky, what they call it, dog?
It's called Becoming a Podcast. It's on iTunes.
Word.
She got two shows out.
Pretty Ricky.
So y'all check that out.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Lister. With them cheeks, she got the meats.
They said the meat. Hey, ain't that a slogan for a company? The meat. They got the meats.
Yeah, for Arby's.
Oh, okay. Yo, Arby's, yo. Shout out to the drug front Arby's putting on.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in hell, dog. Y'all got all that money, and then they ain't never aligned.
Yo, for real, man.
Shout out to Ron LaRon with the terrible voicemail. Oh, I seen a couple movies, too. The Dead Never Die. It's like a zombie movie with Bill. Is it Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray in it.
Bill
yeah.
Murray got the RZA in it. It got, what's that little girl name?
Chloe Sevigny.
No. The yeah, one that used to go with Justin Bieber. Selena Gomez.
Yeah, Selena Gomez, yeah.
It was funny, man. It was a funny little movie. I seen Men in Black. What?
Selena Pancake Gomez.
Oh yeah, they showed up a couple back shots of her and it was
nothing there.
Non cheeky. who else? What I seen? Oh, Men in Black International. It was a cool little movie, but predictable.
Yeah. Oh man, I seen John Wick, yo.
Oh yeah, fire, right?
Man.
Yo.
Yo. They keep getting better, dog.
Yo, Holly Berry was getting busy with them dogs.
Yo, them dogs, my nigga. Yo, that shit was ill. She had to spit that water in the man's face like that, though.
Yeah, that was disgusting, but I would have took it.
Yeah, oh, man, I drink a bath water.
Yo, I seen her on, you seen her on that where they eat the hot wings?
Nah.
Yeah, she on that hot wing challenge joint on YouTube. Yo, I like her more, dog.
Damn,
I'm
son.
Like, how can she make me like her more?
Yep, no, it's wonderful, dog. It's wonderful.
Yeah, shout out to no, she drunk. He drunk the water that she spit back in the.
Yeah. Here's my only thing about the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the high table is going after John Wick and everybody that helped John Wick. Because
mm-hmm.
he killed the Santino dude who was at the high table. But the Santino dude had his sister killed who was at the high table. So shouldn't this be okay? You know, see, like John Wick did y'all favor, nigga? Like I don't understand. If it's so egregious to kill somebody at the high table, this nigga had somebody killed at the high table. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did he kill her first though?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he had to. Oh yeah. Yeah. So that should have been maybe because they didn't tell him to go kill her. So you got to follow the rules.
But so following the rules, those markers, the markers that John Wick had to do it. If you have a marker, you have to do this, right? So John Wick had no choice. These are y'all rules. I had no choice in to do this. But the person that wanted it done, that's who y'all supposed to go after. It's still a good movie though, but.
No, but they got to remember, it got to, like, the time got to expire for you to go do something. Like when they put the clock on.
On.
Like, remember, it's not open season until they say, okay, now.
No. Yeah. Oh, yo, you're talking about when they put the shit out. But it's not supposed to be no time period. That's why they fuck with the dude at the Continental, because he is supposed to kill John Wick instantly. Because he broke the rules. Again, back with these rules, nigga had to kill the bitch, which he really didn't kill her because she committed suicide.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Shaft. I seen Shaft. It was pretty cool.
Was it good?
Yeah. And I'm about to go see Chucky.
I don't know what for.
I don't either. I know it's gonna be whack, dog, but it's Chucky, dog.
Yeah, I know they changed the story because you know the little dude did the possession and possessed the doll or whatever.
Don't tell me what they changed it to.
I don't know. I don't know what they changed it to.
And I'm mad Chucky kind of. I didn't really want to go see it because Chucky looked like what's the dude who changed to a girl in the Kardashian family?
Oh, Bruce.
Yeah, Chucky looked like Bruce Jenner. But we gonna check it out though.
Well, no doubt.
All right, man, we out.
Yeah, peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Dang, why'd you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
Hey. Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Bands too long for a nigga so cheap. And your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it. Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you the DM, looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Blew the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it.
Tell them that it's over, ain't no debating. All you need is me playing on your playlist. You ain't gotta be frustrated. I don't wanna play no games, play no games. Fuck around, give you my last name. Know you tired of the same damn thing. That's okay, cause baby, you.
You got it, girl, you got it.
These people are really happy. Now, you didn't lie. Lie, lie, lie? How many lies is that? We lied. Okay, so originally we set that shit up for a Tuesday. So I'd be at home. You know what I'm saying? I guess you felt great because of the home court advantage. Ain't nobody gonna jump you, nigga. Ain't nobody gonna jump in. I stayed in a nice area. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We got the court over there. Let's go hoop. Or whatever. Now, on Mondays, I don't hoop. I haven't hooped like that in a long time, so I had no reason to have my shoes in the car. And I definitely don't have my money because I'm to a place where in a few days, I'm going to be able to. And yes. See, y'all act like y'all ain't never met a crackhead before. They steal anything. I had niggas break in my car and just steal a chain. You know what I'm saying? They didn't take nothing else, but sometimes niggas take everything. I can't risk that. I like when people take stuff up. So I didn't bring my shoes. Anyway, I did have some running shoes. I'm not about to break my ankles. Nah. And this nigga had on some Roshi or some shit like that. I'm not about to disrespect the game of basketball with that. And then if he get hurt, he gonna blame me. I'm not lying. No. No. That nigga lying. That nigga did not want to take that fade on my home court. Didn't want to call me. I think the nigga got a podcast GPS. The nigga called me as soon as I got on the freeway to go to work. That's okay. That's okay. Next time, I'm going to keep some raggedy-ass shoes in my truck. But tell me this. Tell me why that nigga didn't bring no shoes. That nigga didn't bring no shoes. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about a setup? Man, that nigga tried to set me up at Rockville, dawg. This nigga didn't bring no shoes. And they got some chains on. We had a six. You had some six on? You had some sixes on? Seven or six or something. What else? But then in the trunk, you had some ropes. You had some shirts. That's why you got pulled over. You got pulled over for that shirt.